Deuteronomy chapter 10. At that time the Lord said to me, "Carve out 2 tablets of stone like the first ones and come up to me on the mountain and make an ark of wood. I will write on the tablets the same words that were on the first tablets that you broke, and you are to put them in the ark." So I made an ark of acacia wood and carved out 2 stone tablets like the first ones, and went up into the mountain with the 2 tablets in hand. He wrote on the tablets the same words, the 10 commandments, that the Lord spoke to you in the mountain out of the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down the mountain, and put the tablets in the ark that I had made, and they are still there, just as the Lord commanded me. Now the Israelites journeyed from Beeroth B'nai Ya'akan to Moserah. There Aaron died and was buried, and Eleazar his son succeeded him in the priest's office. From there they journeyed to Gudgoda, and from Gudgoda to Yatba'a, a land with flowing streams. At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to serve him, and to bless his name to this day. This is the reason Levi has no portion or inheritance with his brothers. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God spoke to him. I stayed on the mountain, as I did the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord listened to me that time also, and the Lord decided not to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, "Get up, go on your journey, leading the people so that they may go in and possess the land that I promised their forefathers to give them. Now then, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, to keep the command of the Lord and his statutes that I am commanding you this day for your good? Look, the heavens, even the highest heavens, belong to the Lord your God, along with the earth and all that is in it. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your forefathers, and he chose you, their descendants, after them, over all the peoples as it is today. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and stop being stubborn. For the Lord your God, he is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty and awesome one, who is not biased and will not take a bribe. He guarantees justice for the orphan and widow, and loves the resident foreigners, providing them food and clothes. So love the resident foreigner, for you were resident foreigners in the land of Egypt. Fear the Lord your God, serve him and hold on to him, and take oaths only in his name. He is the only one worthy of your praise, and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your eyes have seen. Your forefathers went down to Egypt with only 70 people, and now the Lord your God has made us as numerous as the stars of heaven."